This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Justice Elena Kagan made jaws drop during Supreme Court arguments over whether Massachusetts or any state has the right to ban free speech, specifically pro-life advocates' free speech, on sidewalks near abortion clinics. Justice Kagan simply asked what legal thinking might be if this law were applied to animal rights activists protesting outside animal slaughter houses. Well over 3,000 human abortions in America are performed at abortion clinics daily. The House Judiciary Subcommittee passed to the full House a bill that would codify policies like the Hyde Amendment. The No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion Act would place a complete ban on direct taxpayer funding of abortions in any federal government program or department. The bill has been stuck in the U.S. House for as long as the U.S. Senate has been in the control of abortion advocates. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. In other headlines, an abortionist is under investigation in Indiana. It's based on 1,200 complaints, each alleging an incident where abortionist Ulrich Klopfer failed to report the child rape of one of his clients. Other violations of law are also being investigated. And a new study from a real situation in Texas shows that the teen pregnancy rate drops in half when Planned Parenthood leaves town. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.